guys, welcome back to Get Real, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And today, again, we're joined by the special guest who came out last week. Mm-hmm. It is PH1!
Yeah. Hello!
Woohoo! 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 Yes.
K-Hip up in the house!
So this is Get Real, where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. Mm-hmm. And yes, welcome back, Harry.
Hi. I was about to say, welcome back.
Did you enjoy the last episode with us?
Yeah, it was definitely refreshing because I don't usually have a lot of conversation nowadays, you know, with anyone, really.
Why?
Because, you know, of Corona, I don't get to meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And especially with people that speak English.
Oh.
And I realized my English is so rusty.
No, you still got it.
Good. Yeah, you did good.
Okay.
Good. Still got it. All right. And today we're talking about money.
Oh, the devil.
Making that bread, making that dough, making that moolah, ka-ching, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, so I know talking about money can be a little uncomfortable, you know, it might be a touchy subject, but it is a major part of our everyday life. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're going to talk about money today. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up a couple of days after the audio posting on youtube.com/divepods. Mm-hmm. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a 5-star review more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Spread the word.
Have you given our show 5 stars?
I don't know where I do that. Where?
Or should we be like more… Yeah, we should explain that.
Yeah.
Apple Music?
I use Spotify.
Oh, on Apple Podcasts.
I use Spotify.
You Spotify?
Yeah.
Wait, is there a review thingy on Spotify? Okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
But I subscribed. Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Yes.
I follow this channel.
Oh.
Tight.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about money.
Money.
How we spend money, how we earn money, how we save.
I got Balenciaga bagger.
Flex.
Yeah.
Flex.
Got it for sale.
How is your relationship with money?
I think I save most of the time. Like I don't really go shopping that much. I don't have a car. I found no need to buy a car because I don't really go outside. You know what I mean? Maybe after Corona. And plus, like, I don't know. I only spend money on like rent and food and…
Dang, really?
Yeah, the essentials.
Must have got a lot of money saved though.
No. I'm just trying to be wise with it.
True. But it's good to be thrifty.
One bad thing about me is I'm a impulsive buyer.
Oh.
So… Let's say I go to the mall like without the intention of shopping. I just happen to just go in there.
Uh-huh.
But if I see something I really like, I just get it.
Every time I put myself on a mission to get something dope, I never find anything dope. And then like when I just go to the mall just because I feel like going to the mall, I find something dope.
Right.
And then I get it. It's always like that for me. Yeah. I don't know why.
But I justify it by saying like, oh, because I don't usually go shopping. It's okay once in a while.
Yeah. It's okay to
spend. Well, I end up spending a lot of money that one time.
Oh.
It's bad.
When did you guys first make money? When was your first paycheck? I guess like from a part-time job. Yeah, like when you were younger. Did you have a part-time job?
Yeah. I was a Kumon teacher.
What?
Kumon teacher?
Yeah.
What'd you teach?
It's not Ashley Choi. It's Harry Park. That's the Kumon teacher. Remember how my team Eric introduced me as the Kumon teacher? Ashley, but it's Harry
I was
Park.
The Kumon teacher. Yeah.
What?
English and math.
Oh, damn.
Little kids. Yeah.
Was the pay good for that?
Yeah. How does
I mean, back in the day, yeah, it was like, I think I got $9 per hour.
Damn.
Back in the day,
because the teacher or the boss really liked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you must have taught those kids well.
Yeah.
Did you get them through like… How old were they? The kids you taught?
Middle school.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It was easy. Yeah.
True.
I just had to be nice and polite. Yeah.
How did it feel when you first got that paycheck though? Yeah.
Yeah. Back, I mean, that was when I was really young. I think middle school, high school. Mm. Like ninth grade maybe.
Oh, okay, okay.
But like, it was like, I don't know, couple hundred dollars per week.
That's big money though.
That's big money. And then you feel like you got a lot of money. So yeah, you go spending it at the mall. Like,
yeah,
flex one time, get new gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Buy movie tickets and stuff, you know.
I remember I saved up like $500 from my first job. And the first thing I bought was a DSLR camera. A Canon DSLR camera. Because I was like, I've always liked taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just spent it all. I was like, okay, I'm going to buy the camera. And it wasn't even new. I bought it like secondhand.
When was that?
But this was in sophomore year of high school. Junior year of high school.
Is that when aesthetics started?
Aesthetics.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he knows. He knows what's up.
I did my research.
Famous. No, but that's something I made up more recently. But yeah, I feel like I thankfully had great part-time jobs that weren't too strenuous but was well-paying. Like teaching dance and like I said, dancing at weddings before.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also tutored. So I never experienced like working at a cafe or like working at a restaurant serving and, you know, having to work a lot of hours but not getting paid much.
Right.
So I feel like… And my parents gave me allowance when I was growing up. They never made me feel like I was lacking.
Right.
Even when I would go hang out with friends, they would always just give me like 20 or 40 bucks. And that was plenty to do everything in a day.
Right.
So I'm grateful for that. So that's why I think when I grew up, because I didn't know how hard it was to make money, I thought it was just easy.
Because
I never struggled that much growing up. And I didn't have like, you know… I didn't have any idea. And yeah, once I grew up and I started, you know, making money, I realized like, damn, it's hard to make money.
Yeah. My first job was actually after I came to Korea. I never had a part-time job in the States. I did passing out flyers in the mall.
I saw that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not an easy job. Now I get flyers from everybody.
Oh, you grew to like respect the flyer.
Hell yeah. Yeah. People are mean, bro. Like, I'll like…
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, take this flyer. Yeah. I'm like, all right then. So, people who pass out flyers… It's usually like the old ajummas that do it. You know what I mean?
That's why I take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I take it. And then like, you know, if it's on the way back, I see him again. I take another one. Just to make sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gotta, you know, help the ajummas, man.
So dang, kind.
So kind.
Yeah. And then after that… my first paycheck after that was… You know, after card touring, that paycheck was kind of nice. That paycheck was nice. I cried.
A fat check.
I cried the first time because I saw that number in my bank account. It was like, I've never even like counted to this number, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, dang. Like, I dropped a tear one time, called my mom. I was like, mom, how much you need? Yep. I got you.
Damn.
Yep.
Nice.
That felt good. And then I upgraded all my producing gear. That was a big splurge. I think I spent like 3K on that. And then ever since then I started getting a little bit more thrifty with my money though.
Right.
Cuz like I looked at what was left. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my taxes with
this. Oh, tax, yeah.
Yeah. I cried when I first got my paycheck too because I was in the industry for 7 years. But you know, idols, invest a lot of money into idol groups. So it's hard to pay that all back unless you like succeed like crazy and you hit number one.
Yeah.
So basically for 7 years, I wasn't making any money. The company just gave us allowance of like $300 to $500 a month. Mm. And we would just like live off of that. So once my contract ended… And since I still had the radio job, when I first got the paycheck from the radio job, I remember just like crying because it's the first time like feeling like I was paid for my hard work. Because before, you work so hard, you don't sleep, you know, you practice so hard, but you don't get paid anything. And then of course, I never did it for the money. I did it because I enjoyed it.
Right.
But I realized when you do get paid, it just makes you want to work even harder.
Yeah,
you
know I remember. What I mean? I remember we kicked it one time after she got her paycheck and like… It was time to pay the cashier. She was like, No, no, no. I got it. I was like, look at you.
That's a good friend, though.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
No, it's because when I was a trainee or when I was, you know, like, you know, when I didn't make money, it's because you guys bought me so much food and you guys paid for me a lot. So, you know, now I just want to kind of like give back and be able to do that for you guys too.
Yeah, it felt good though. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't expect it a lot though. I'm just kidding.
How'd you feel when you first got that paycheck? Oh, wait. When was the first time you got your paycheck?
That was like, I think ninth grade too, I think. But like, the paycheck,
like the real money as an artist. Yeah.
I mean, I did get paychecks when I first signed with Hire, but like it was so small.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really small because I wasn't like, you know, popular. I wasn't, you know, I was, that was before Show Me the Money. So right. like only people who knew Hire Music or who knew Jay Park kind of knew me through him.
Right.
So I wasn't like getting shows. Mm. So I would just tag along with Sick K or Woody Go-Child, who recently came out on Show Me the Money for free. Because I wanted to like just expose myself.
So,
but it was after Show Me the Money when I really, really made like legit money. Mm-hmm. Before it was like just enough to like sustain my living. But after Show Me the Money, it was, that was when it got real.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you bought after that paycheck?
Two Rolexes.
Damn!
For my parents.
Oh,
I didn't get mine. I bought them because you know, I had to.
Couple Dang. Rolexes.
I went to get mine. To be honest, I went to get mine, and I saw it. I was like, damn, I can't get mine first. I gotta get my dad and my mom.
Wow. Respect. Are they matching couple Rolexes?
Yeah.
Too?
And they cried.
Oh, I bet.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Never enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, over 20 years of
hard work.
Right, yep.
And dry cleaners, you know, they use their hands like every day. Oh, not enough, but it's a start.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure those Rolexes, those are for life.
Now my mom be calling me like, oh, you know that? Like, you know, my car is old. Like, I'm like, mom, slow down. Yo, come on. Give me a break. You got Corona going on. Yeah, but yeah.
If you just be like, you got a car on your wrist. I bought that.
But yeah, I mean, it's good to see them really happy and maybe be a little more reliant or dependent on me.
Yeah,
I want to take that weight off their shoulder a little
bit. Hell yeah. Like every son would want to.
Yeah.
And daughter.
Sorry.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, so that was a really meaningful purchase. You know, first purchase made for your parents. Yeah. What was like the dumbest purchase you made?
For me, like high-end stuff.
Yeah.
Like high-end shoes.
Yeah.
I recently bought, you know those Balenciaga shoes, triple S's?
Yeah.
The really like dumb heavy looking ones? Like heavy ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bought it just because like one day I was like, damn, it looks good.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah.
So I got impulsive and I bought it.
Uh-huh.
I wore it once and it's in like…
Never wore it again, huh? Yeah, those are some expensive. I think it was like $1,100 shoes.
It's expensive.
Why don't you wear it? Because like it's
too big and it's not my style really.
Those are heavy. Yeah. I had to dance in those one time.
Oh god.
How do you dance in those?
I don't know. I don't even know how. It was on mud too. Yeah. I feel like, you know, luxury brands, high-end brands. It all looks good and like impulsively, you know, you definitely want to buy it. It makes you feel like, you know, you flexing. You kind of got, you know, new and dope gear. But after you get it, it really doesn't like feel like it means anything, right?
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that.
My philosophy on high-end stuff is like, just buy the things that'll last you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bags or, I don't know, pants or wallets, stuff like that. Yeah.
True.
But like not t-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts cost like $100. Yeah. Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know about tees. I'll see my friend come up on a new tee. I'll be like, how much was that? It'll be like $400. I'll be like…
I can make that for you.
Yeah. Tees are a little bit too much. I feel like with high-end brands, once you get to that level where you really… Your tax, you need that to be reducted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like then, like if you don't know what to spend on like the end of the year before you know, then you can splurge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, too much splurging. I don't know. I try to be smart with that too.
Yeah.
I think I'm the opposite of that because, you know, I could never afford to buy high-end stuff. So I would just buy like a lot of like fast fashion, like cheap stuff that would end up like breaking after like a few months or even. So, you know, even when I was in high school, like fast fashion brands were really big, like Forever 21, H&M, Urban Outfitters. That's when it was like at the peak, right? And yeah, so I'm so used to purchasing like that. And even after I came to Korea, like I can't afford to buy like, you know, high-end or like sustainable or like high quality stuff. So even after I came to Korea, I would buy from like, you know, those, you know, on the streets,
H&M, Zara, they kept
me and even like
fresh.
You know,
still kept me fresh
in Hongdae, like they have those
street
vendors
you would just go in there and get a shirt for like $10 like get a pair of pants for like 20,000 won, like and but sometimes you get lucky and those last a long time. I have like pieces from just regular Korean stores that have gone like years, but then most of the times, whether it's shoes, oh my gosh, all the shoes that I bought from those Korean stores or even like fast fashion stores, I buy so many because they're so cheap, right? But then they end up breaking and you can't even wear them after like 6 months, and that's when I realized like, oh, I guess this is why people invest, because they last long, and you know, if you buy like the classic ones, they can last for a lifetime. And yeah, so I'm trying to like slowly do that. But I know it's hard for a lot of people because it's not something that everyone can afford. But yeah, there's a reason why some people, some things are more expensive, because I guess, you know, more high quality and there's more work that went into it to make it. Bought a lot of stupid things for really like stupid cheap and just wear it once and you can't wear it anymore.
No, I feel like definitely, you know, if you were to walk up in a business meeting and if you had a Rolex on, they're gonna look at you different. Like either, I feel like there's gonna be two thoughts that comes into their heads. Either he's from a rich family or he hustles. So this is someone we might want to work with.
Or that's a fake Rolex.
Or that's a fake Rolex, So it definitely changes the way you you know, portray someone, which is
superficial, but it's reality.
It is reality, like, though.
I have a friend, he works, he's like a director at like a company that, you know, he shoots like commercials and music videos and stuff. And he recently got like a Mercedes and his car before was fine too. And I was like, why did you get a Mercedes? And he was like, the way clients treat me is so different. Like when we have a meeting and I pull up in a Mercedes, they're like, oh, 사장님, like, 오셨어요? Like, you're here. And then when he drove up in like a, you know, his older car, they wouldn't even like say hi or go up to him. And I was like, what? Like after he changed his car, the way people treat him like drastically changed. And I was like, people actually care about that, especially people in the business, because they want to be treated with respect and they want to like look important and they want to look like a VIP. And yeah, it was just like mind-boggling how, you know, he just kind of 무리했어. He went a little overboard. Like he spent a little more to get that Mercedes because it changes the way people treat him.
He wanted the respect.
But in a way, don't you think it's an investment to… Because he realized how people were treating him differently, he kind of invested in his car for his brand image, whatever.
Yeah, and definitely.
Because he changed his car, he might be getting more jobs. He might be getting more deals. So like, you know, it
but
could
it's
be
just
an investment.
Sad.
Yeah, because at the end of the day…
yeah,
it's
it is
like,
sad though. Yeah,
it's a sad reality. But at the end of the day, I feel like if you have that and people see it… the main goal for, you know, even setting up these business meetings is… why are we meeting? What's our goal? We want to make more money. Do you have money? Have you made money? When they see that car, they're going to be like, oh, they already got their answer. So I feel like, that's definitely a big investment. You know, people are going to treat you different if you come into a business meeting with just like, you know, white tee and jeans. Are you really serious about this type of stuff? So…
what are your thoughts on like rappers or like influencers with the whole flex culture, like flexing? And
I'm not that into it. I don't
I know
like
you're
it that
not because you I've seen in an interview or something that you don't like to rap about those stuff, like the riches and the bitches and like
bitches and hoes.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just because, you know, I'm not that type of person. Like, even if I'm, I don't know, I might be buying stuff, you know, I don't want to, like, 자랑해. Mm. To, you know, why? Mm. What's the purpose, mm. really? But I do sometimes flex, not to flex like, oh, this is how much money I got, but to flex how much accomplishment mm. I've made.
Mm. Yeah,
it
yeah,
might
yeah.
be through my music, it might be through whatever. Yeah, look at my accomplishment. That's the type of flex I like to do.
Yeah,
like,
this is yeah. all earned.
Yeah.
Nothing's given. It's all earned.
Right, yeah, 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 yeah.
So respect my name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think it can go both ways because I've seen responses to, you know, celebrities or like influencers flexing, you know, what they have. And it's like it can either motivate the person to be like, oh, I want to be like you. I want to work hard. But then it can be the other way, whereas like, oh, I feel like shit. Like, I don't have anything. Wow, look at him. He's just like… living on a yacht, like he's got everything. Yeah, and you start feeling crappier about yourself.
Yeah. I feel like it's always like how you portray it too. Because if you're like Instagram, you know what I mean? Hey, all you suckers, you can't get this. I'll kiss you on the forehead, you little boy. You know, if you're like that, if you're like that, that's the type of energy like you don't want to put out because people are going to be like, you know. That's Tesla up to like you're saying. That's whack. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, man, I earned this, you know, all, you know, how many years of suffering, how many years of this and that, and I finally got it, everybody, you know, this is my accomplishment right here, it's my baby, yada, yada. Then I feel like it gives off an energy where it's like,
it's positive.
Yeah.
It's like motivating.
Mm. I want that. I want to work hard for that too, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that, in a sense like that, it's definitely positive because people don't really see, you know, they don't see it as like a flex to flex. Mm-hmm. It's more like you were saying, just to like, you know, show my accomplishments and show a sense of motivation.
I think the key is to show gratitude. About
There you go.
Like, I'm thankful for like whatever I got, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely how you go about it. It's not like, you know, you're just like trying to show off about what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are like people, let's say like YouTubers who get rich all of a sudden.
Right.
They make a lot of money. They get really big and then they just like spend everything right away.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, you know, film it. They talk about it. You know, they flex it. And then like something might happen. There might be like a scandal or, you know, you never know what's going to happen, right? Like to any of us either.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just… like it gets all like taken away from them and they don't have anything anymore.
Yep. Yeah.
But they're just like living in the moment, I feel like. Just spending. Are you guys like the type to save for the future? Do you guys think about the future and like you guys save financially? Or are you guys just like in the moment, kind of like spend as you go?
My financial director in my company scares the living out of me. She always like says like, all right, next year you got to pay taxes. Do you have enough saved up for taxes? How much are you spending weekly? How much are you spending monthly? Be smart with your shit. And I'm like, I'll look at my bank account and like it'll show how much I spent in a week. I'll be like, all right, maybe next week I should kind of chill out a little bit.
Maybe next year I'm just eat cup noodles.
Yeah, like, cup noodles. Stop eating from 배달 민족 all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm nowadays, I feel like I'm a little bit more smart with my money. How about you? You don't seem like the guy to splurge a lot. You were saying.
I try to save. It's because I'm afraid of my future. I'm always uncertain.
Right.
You know, what the future holds for
right,
me.
Right, right, right.
Next year, I might not be PH1. I might lose my job because of maybe some scandal or like…
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe… I don't know. Something happened or whatever. So I'm always trying to prepare for my future. Whatever happens, I'll be in good hands.
Yeah.
I'll be set. But yeah.
Yeah. As anyone should with their money. You never know when that money's gonna blow. You guys ever heard that story? I think I saw it on Instagram. It was a guy explaining how a rapper that blew up out of nowhere off one song spent his contract money. So like he got like, I don't remember if it was 200 or 500K, but he spent, or if it was a million, he blew off like half his money on a house, some of the rest of the money on a car.
Mm-hmm.
His homies that are around him like, hey, like how you going to get me too? Like, bro, you can't, you know, just splurge on yourself, splurge on your homies too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bought gear for his friends, bought gear for himself, diamonds, da da da. Got like 20K left and it's like, how are you going to manage your house that you just paid, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, how are you going to manage the rest of your life now? You don't know if the next song is going to fall off. Yeah. And there's actually have been rappers that fell off after one song.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to cope with the money anymore. I had to sell the house again. I had to sell the car again. And boom, bankruptcy.
Yep. You know what sucks though? Like, schools don't teach you all this type of stuff. Yeah, you're how to pay taxes.
Yep. Yeah.
How to build good credit.
You talked about that. Yeah, I was really scared about using credit cards too for a really long time. So I always just used my check card.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, you know, I need to build my credit. So I recently got it.
Why were you scared?
Because I thought I would… You know, I hear so many horror stories of people just like going crazy with their credit card. And just like they spend too much and they can't pay it back. So they're in debt. So I thought I would be like… I would maybe do something like that. I mean, I highly doubted it, but still, I was like, okay, there's that 1% chance. Who knows? Because if you have it, if you get into like an emergency situation, you're going to want to use it, right?
How have you been doing with the credit card?
I've been doing good. I barely use it.
How long have you had it for?
Like, I got it after I moved out. So I've had it for like 6 months now.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't feel like… Because I don't have a credit card yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the bank the other day and they were like, you're eligible for one now.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know. Spend a lot. I don't know. I spent too much. But it's like… I don't know if I'm going to be able to… Because generally what a credit card is… You spend for a month with that credit card.
Right.
And then it comes out of your check card.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to see that bill.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks because like it just goes out as a chunk. Like next month, this much is going to go out.
But it's funny. Like it's the same thing. Mathematically, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But just the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine after the first payment, it would definitely put you in a place where you're more aware and you're more, you know, considerate with how you spend your money. Do you guys feel like that? How do you guys feel when that chunk comes out?
Just like should I've used a lot? Okay, let's not spend too much. But the first month when I moved into the house, I found it useful because you know how you could do 할부? You can divide it into many months without interest.
Yeah.
And people say you shouldn't do that because if you have the money to pay for it like upfront, you should just pay it because you're going to take advantage of the monthly thing.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of money at first because there's a lot of furniture you have to buy.
Yeah.
So I like recently paid all of that off because I divided into 5 months.
Nice.
So it was like $50 going out every month.
Uh-huh.
But
that's not too bad.
But then like many of that. Because I bought like many different things.
Dang. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Like, I got my credit card. It's all good. Shink.
And I guess I was doing well with the credit card. So they recently texted me and they were like, oh, we can increase your…
Credit score?
Not credit score. You can…
The
limit.
Handle.
Yeah,
handle.
Yeah, by a lot. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, that's too much. I was like, I'll just keep it at this. Yeah. But you should get one.
Yeah.
Just to like…
I need to extend my visa first. My visa is till this year. So after I do that, I'll be 100% eligible.
Yeah. And taxes too. Like I have no idea how taxes work. I just have my financial advisor at the company do it for me.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
But like I don't know what's going on really. They're like, okay, you need to hand in this document. Whatever. Okay. I'm like, okay.
And then you just give me the document?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, okay, your tax came out to be this much. I'm like…
What?
What do you think about borrowing and lending money from friends?
Oh, no. I never do it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I never do it either. If you're going to lend someone money, like lend a friend money, you're just going to have to give it to them without expecting it back.
The thing with that is like the feeling of… I've been in both situations. I've lent money before and I've needed to borrow money before. Mm-hmm. And the feeling of having to pay someone back, even if it's a friend, you guys are on the same level, you know. Mm. It's a homie, but it's like, I don't know. For me, it's like, I feel trapped almost, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time I meet him, that has to come up in the conversation at some point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I don't have the money yet. Mm-hmm. I can't pay you back
and
now.
You just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Uneasy.
Yeah, completely. So I try my best not to lend money and I try my best never to borrow money.
Right.
Yeah, because I've seen friendships break apart because of money.
Yeah.
Money will do that.
And something that my mom said to never do. Like my mom, ever since I was young, she's like, 친구들 사이에서.
Just never be in debt,
yeah,
right?
Don't ever borrow money. Like, don't even lend people money.
Right. Unless you know for sure they got a million in the bank.
But they wouldn't need to borrow in the first place.
Then. That's how they got the million.
Oh my gosh. And I feel like, compare like in the States and Korea, the way people spend money, like let's say when you go out as friends, it's kind of different too. Because yeah. I realized that in the States, I mean, these days, internet banking is set up really well. So yeah. after one person pays, you can just like Venmo.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dutch Pay is more common in the States, whereas Korea, people just want to like take turns paying, I feel yeah. like. Because they think it's 정업소 if you Dutch Pay. Like, you got like, no, like, how do you say like 정업소?
You got no
like,
heart?
Or, yeah, like, why are you so like… so strict, so, like so yeah. cold. Like, why do you have to make everything like da da da
so
da
business.
Da?
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So they're more like, oh, I'll get it this time. Like, you can get it next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you guys think about that?
I feel like Dutch. I'm okay with both, though. I'm okay with both. Like,
no, sorry, I just thought something. Okay, go
what?
On. No, okay.
Speak.
No, because let's say it's like you spend. You're like buying now, right? Uh-huh. And the next time you meet, I mean, you kind of expect the other person to pay, right?
Yeah.
But then like…
They don't pay?
They're like hesitating to go up and they like take
like
their sweet ass time.
They're looking for their wallet.
Yeah, they're like, hold on.
My,
you know? It's like, oh, hold on.
Card?
And you're just like, here, just yeah. do with this. Hmm. And there are times… I mean, there are people who take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You got anyone in your circle like that now?
Oh, no. No, heck no.
Well, another thing to talk about is like, have you ever been in a situation where you're hanging out with a friend mm-hmm. who makes a lot more money than you
mm-hmm.
or a lot less? Like, how mm-hmm. do you deal with that situation?
With that, I feel like if it's less, mm. then, and I know, mm. you're going to know.
Yeah,
you're
going to
know
yeah,
for
right.
sure. Then I feel no, like, no hesitant to pay.
Right.
And yeah. like, you know… I also have to consider the fact that that could be like a little bit hurtful on their pride too. Mm. So I kind of like try to like 눈치봐 a little bit, kind of read the room. And if they if I feel like, you know, they've been talking about how they're struggling a little bit, I'll be like, I got it this time. I'm sure they'll get me back. If it's with someone who got more money, then I'll always offer the Dutch pay because mm. there's also pride in that too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like if he got like 2 million in the bank. And then I offer to pay. Some people like that. Some people feel like, what are you doing, bro? I got this. You know what I mean? Like, mm. what do you mean? Like, I, you know.
Mm.
There are other people who appreciate it too. But mm. like, I try to like read the room a little bit.
Mm.
But I try to be as selfless as possible if it's with someone that has a little bit less.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And in that situation, like, I don't want to make them feel like embarrassed. Like,
right.
So I would kind of like make up an excuse like… Oh, because you recently did something for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like I give them a reason why I'm paying this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of just me, then I don't want them to think like, oh, he's paying because he thinks I don't have money.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a really big thing.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's smart. I think I'm going to do that for now.
Mm.
Hey, bro, that banana was so fucking good. That banana
Yo, I like
was
your
good, Diane.
Today,
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for instance, yeah, that's definitely a good way to go about that, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure we have listeners who have you know, issues regarding money, so we're gonna check it out. My two roommates took money from me for food and spent it on food I couldn't eat and tried to hide it from me. Need some advice on how I should handle this. What?
Wait,
why would you hide food?
Wait, what happens? Two roommates
My two roommates took money from me for food and spent it on food I couldn't eat and tried to hide it from me. Need some advice on how I should handle this.
Sounds like she's on a diet? Maybe it's…
Wait, food I couldn't eat? Why
can't she
eat? I guess…
Oh, like allergies
okay.
and stuff.
Yeah. That's so,
so why would
grimy.
You hide it? Why would you hide it if she can't eat it anyway? Just eat it in front of her. She can't eat
That's
it anyway.
True. Anyways.
Yeah.
I think for her right now, the problem isn't the borrowing. It's part of the problem. But the bigger problem is they hid it from her, I guess.
That's so grimy. Why would you hide food?
It's more fun that way.
It's more tasty that
it's
way.
More tasty.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't know. So good because she doesn't know.
If you're all chipping in money for groceries, then you should buy things that everyone can eat. If you want something that you like that, let's say you can't eat it, but I really like this, for example, like peanut butter, then
you should spend
extra
on
I would buy it with
own.
My own money.
Yeah, that's shady. 21-year-old males. That's shady as hell.
That's so shady. And that's… Come on, with food? Like, don't do that.
Yeah, come on.
It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter how little. I feel like…
It's the ethics.
Yeah. You did your homie wrong.
Yeah.
So how are you gonna confront them?
Call them out. Be like, I can't eat this. Why are you spending my money for yourself?
Right.
Yeah.
That's shady. Pay extra.
Yeah.
This one says, I've had a work friend for about 3 years now and we've actually grown really close. But as of recently, she's been asking to borrow money like all the time. It started off, she would ask every once in a while for $5 or $10 here and there for gas and stuff like that. She paid me back. Then she took a trip across the country and I gave her one of my backup credit cards in case she needed money for something or ran into trouble while she was there. She ended up spending $500 on it and it was all food and shopping sprees. Not what I intended, but whatever. I'm starting to worry I'm never going to get my $500 back either. I really don't understand how she never has money because we work the same hours and make the same amount. But she lives at home rent-free and I'm always giving her money. Where is it going? Anyways, any advice for this situation?
She using that friendship to hustle you. You're getting hustled right now, it sounds like. I mean, okay, she pays back the $5, $10. Yeah, but…
What's the username?
There is no username.
Okay.
Oh, she wanted to stay anonymous?
The writer. I think it's a she, right?
Yeah.
I think the writer is at fault too, a little bit. Because if they're making the same money and the other friend is living rent-free, right? Why give her a credit card to
spend? That's kind of…
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like you dug your own grave.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, the credit card.
I wouldn't give any of my friends my credit card.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Would you give me your credit card?
No. I mean, like it depends.
If you knew your friend like really didn't have money…
Yeah.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
But you guys are making the same money.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Preposterous.
Yeah. Where is the money going? I'm so curious. Why is she always giving her money when they work the same job? And
food and shopping. That's ridiculous. Preposterous.
That's like saying like, Matthew, give me your credit card. It's an emergency. I need it. I don't have money. And then I go to the mall and I start buying like ice cream and like, yeah, shoes. Like the Balenciaga shoes or something.
Damn.
I'd probably be like, why you do that? 1, 2, I need you to pay me back now.
Oh, wow.
How do you make someone pay back? How? What do you do in a situation like this? Do you confront them? Like, can you pay me back?
I think I always give them… I always ask them before, when can you pay me back? So I let them give themselves their own deadline. Now, if they pass that, then it starts… Then
what if they set a really long deadline? Like, oh, next year.
No, I'm not going to give you my credit card. Hell no.
No. I'm saying… They already use your money already.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're like, when can you pay me back?
And they say next
They're
year?
They're like, oh, I don't know. Or next year maybe.
You're going to pay me back for your Balenciaga shoes that you just bought next year.
Yeah.
$1,000 next year.
Yeah, man. You know, money's tight right now. Oh, shit.
I would use excuses because I need it back.
Yeah.
How much were those Balenciaga? $1,100?
Yeah. $1,200.
How about this? I give you 11 months. You pay me $100 a month.
That's a long time. That's good. That's a good…
Yeah. I feel like that's very fair. Yeah. You just spent a guap on your own shoes. On my name. On my credit. I feel like you need to pay me back. I'll give you… You know… How do you say haibu in English?
Monthly payment.
Monthly payments. I'll let you give me monthly payments.
This is like…
And then…
Yeah.
If like, you know, Shoot, I don't know. That's hard. But yeah. I don't have any friends that would splurge like that with my money.
Yeah, yeah, I would take this very seriously. I would sit her down, ask her where she is spending all her money, first of all, and why she decided to go on a shopping spree, and why she borrows $5 or $10 here and there every once in a while for me for gas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that she paid her best. She paid back. But yeah, I mean, I think this person's too nice because she was like, okay, oh, you're going on a cross-country trip? Okay, here's my credit card in case you need money. Like, that's a really nice friend.
Yeah,
and this person's taking advantage of her because, you know, she probably thinks that she won't say anything and she's too nice to say something.
I feel like in that type of situation, I'd be like, you know, I feel like you're kind of going overboard with my money. $5 to $10 is not a lot of money, but… It's still my money, you know. It's still my money. And the fact that she spent $500, I feel like it gives you every right to tell him to respect your money. Mm. You know what I mean? I do this out of, you know, out of the friendship that we have together and out of the respect I have for you. Out of the trust that, you know, you would pay me back. But at the same time, we're working same hours. We're working the same money. I got bills to pay. Mm. You got no bills to pay. Mm. Respect my money a little bit, you know? Mm. And then if that conversation goes to her becoming defensive and be like, you're really going to do that with my money, then you don't need a friend like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you get the $500 back. Money can't buy happiness, but I feel like it gives you options for happiness. But in the end, they're all just superficial things that one day will go away. So I don't think you should go crazy over money. Mm-hmm. And when you have money, you share with your friends. And when you don't, your friends will share with you, hopefully. And yeah, money comes and goes.
I would like to add to that.
Okay.
The money you have, let it buy you nothing more than just comfort. I feel like money is okay if it's spent to keep you comfortable.
Right.
And that could go about a lot of different ways, you know.
Right.
So… anything more than that, I think you're gonna, you know, kind of dig your own grave with that one. So, yeah, comfort.
Well said, well said. I agree.
Okay, and yes, go check out Higher Music's compilation album.
Yes, Higher Music compilation album is out. Check it out.
All Blue tape, red tape, both tape. 28 songs, super
buy
fire.
It, stream
buy
it.
Buy the physical CDs.
Yeah.
Use your money and buy.
Yes, use your money.
It's a great investment. Musical investment. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
All right. Thank you, PH1, for joining us for this episode once
again.
We'll look forward to the songs and future endeavors. And thank you, BM, for joining us too. Make sure to stay updated on the show. Mm-hmm. Our Instagram and Twitter is at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods. And once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for the feedback and the comments. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
5 stars. Peace.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.